Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 19. Yeah, today's a special day for me. I get to interview the original Glow Girl, Sunny the California Girl. Man, she had quite the career, and she's still going strong out there. Cancer survivor, cancer warrior. My goodness, I can't wait till she calls in here shortly, and hopefully Dayafola Dabashi will call in too. He's a big fan of hers also. I've heard her on Dabashi's show, Lyrical Spit, a couple times. Always entertaining. Man, I love her story, and I can't wait to talk to her. So hopefully she's able to get on here soon. Okay, yep, looks like she's about ready to get on. But yeah, today's a big day in Mariners history. Been 21 years since the Mariners have been in a playoff game in Seattle, and that's a special moment today. We got George Kirby on the mound, and so it should be a blast today, yeah. And then Sign Guy, he's going to try to make it today. He's over there at Northwest Pro today, so he said as soon as he gets there, he's going to try to give us a call. So other than that, yeah, the Mariners, man. Looking forward to a big day from Julio Rodriguez, Gino Suarez. I'll even say Dylan Moore. And then hopefully Jared Kelnick gets a big break today and can show what he's worth the money he's paid also, too. And then that bullpen, man, they got to come on strong to lock down this game today because, you know, I think Kirby's going to give us six, maybe seven. But, you know, that's pushing our starting pitching because we got a couple of young guys in there with Kirby and Gilbert, and they're on innings counts, and I'm not sure how much they're going to give us during this playoffs, but hopefully things are going to work out, and I still have confidence that we're going to sweep the rest of these three games, two in Seattle and even the one back in Houston, to show that we're ready to go. All right. So, Sunny, the California girl, man, she's had quite the career. She began modeling at 13, and then for Catalina Swimwear Catalog. Yeah, she told me that she's going to be a little late, about 5 minutes, so we'll have her on here shortly. And then let me see. As well as Grace Mini Runways for high fashion designers, including for Jordaz Jeans when she was 16. Patricia was a track runner for 15 years since grade school, and she competed against the male world and excelled with many awards in relay and 100 to 500-yard dash. She went into acting, dancing, and singing, and then auditioned for GLOW and went through rigorous training and made the cut, was on television from 87 to 89 as a pro wrestler known as Sunny the California Girl. Patricia starred in Battling Beauties on the Strip in Vegas in 1989, where she sang along with wrestling. Patricia was featured in the NFL calendar in 1988 and photo shoot as the number one poster girl for the tight end and many other posters. She has also been featured in various ESPN commercials, movies, and regularly sponsored commercials in the 1990s. Patricia sang the national anthem for the San Diego Padres AAA team stars and opened pre-ceremonies for the Olympics and ran the Olympic torch in Los Angeles as Sunny the California Girl. Wow, that's amazing. All right, also, Patricia has been featured in worldwide media such as Variety and Las Vegas Sun and many news articles. Patricia was featured as first-time lead in feature film ever from Las Vegas, as well as did casting of many Playmates and posted in the 1999 Kiss issue of Playboy, as Paul Stanley and Ace Frehley is featured in original Gene Simmons history book. Patricia has also been on many radio shows worldwide. Yeah, that's just a little bit of her bio. But yeah, let's look into the Mariners today. Yeah, I've seen that some people are successful against Valdez, but let's see. Sorry, I didn't have that ready today. Here it is. Okay, yes. Games today. Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I seen that Julio Cruz was 0-for-3 and Jared Kelnick was 0-for-2 earlier. But, okay, let's see what's going on. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties all the day. All right, well, still hoping for her to call in here anytime soon. And then we'll go from there. Yeah, let's see. Mariners were 90-72 this year, and the Astros were 106-56. And the Astros lead the series 2-0. And if the Astros won one more game, we're out of the series. So we hope that that does not happen. And that we cannot be pitching to Alvarez anymore. That's ridiculous. So, okay, it looks like we might have the California Girl on here. Hello. Hello, who is this? Patricia?
Hi.
Oh,
yes, it
hi
is.
There.
It's
how
really
you doing?
Hard to hear you. I'm good.
Okay.
I'm driving, so you're going to have to bear with me. Yeah, I'm on the road. I'm traveling.
Okay,
so
yes.
We're going to
no
do
problem.
This.
No problem. We're so.
I'm traveling.
Yes, we're so honored to have you. I'm sorry. I was, my co-host couldn't make it today, and then I didn't have a bunch of stuff pre-writ for if he wasn't going to call in on time. So I struggled through your bio, and now here we are. So we're really honored and pleasured to have you. Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Yes, thank you for having me.
Oh. Okay, so yes, man, you have quite the story, and I love your story and how you've done it all and where you're at today, and I want to make sure we plug and promote everything you have going. But I guess let's start off, like, back and forth. I'll ask you my ordinary questions, but at the same time, we'll plug your stuff. So that way we make sure you get your stuff in the half hour we're trying to get here.
Right, exactly.
Is that okay?
Yeah, because it may cut out.
Okay.
Yeah, and also it may cut out while I'm on the road, just to let you know. So we may just have
okay,
to crunch
fine.
Time it. Cause there's
yeah,
certain areas
that's
that
fine.
Will, yeah.
Okay, we are so grateful. Okay, so of course, the standard number one question, what got you into the crazy world of professional wrestling?
I was raised at the Olympic Auditorium pretty much. My father, my brother, my mother, we'd go and watch Freddie Blassie, Andre the Giant, Mr. Modu, and, you know, several others back in the late 60s, early 70s. I was 5 years old, so it would be early 70s. However, my father was security and a police officer, so he became really good friends with them and would take the wrestlers to and from the the hotel from Olympic Auditorium into their home, you know, hotel and bath. So, gosh, without me being or even knowing I was going to be a pro wrestler, I was wearing the mask, destroyer mask, while I was in diapers. So
nice.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, and then we go from there, from the wrestling to the roller derby next door for my mother. My mother had to watch roller derby. So it was a family, weekend event for us. Every weekend we were there, and I have to say, Freddie Blassie scared the crap out of me. But
okay.
I loved
him. Yeah.
I thought he was brilliant when he came out in the cage and he had his cane, and he was always bloody. That's all I remember. It's always bloody. So,
yeah.
Full circle, my father was watching GLOW one evening, and he called me out of my room, and he said, "You should sit down and watch this with me." And I said, "Okay." And I was watching it, and I was looking at all these women in the ring kicking butt, right? All different sizes, shapes, colors, just amazing. I'm like, wow, this is so cool. And at that time, I was a model actress. And, you know, I was always an athlete because I was a track runner. I competed against men, boys, and then men. So that was my thing, was track running. And I told my dad, I go, "I don't know about this. You know, that looks pretty tough." But he goes, "Just send in your headshot." So that was the beginning of my world of GLOW. I went to the audition. I got picked. They sent me to Las Vegas. And it was narrowed down. I think there was like 80 girls that went from 350 girls at the tryouts to 80. And then down from 80 to 36. So I was one chosen. And the character was brought up because I reminded the director that I looked like his ex-wife, deceased ex-wife, which was Jane Mansfield. So that's how Sunny the California Girl was born, the blonde bombshell, the fun and sun girl.
Sweet. Yes. Okay. And so now for you, what do you got coming up?
Oh, my gosh. I'm doing a lot of events. Right now, I'd like to tell everybody, in a competition, a Fab 40 competition, and it's to get my story about cancer, lymphoma of the breast. I had my implants removed. I survived that, and then I was diagnosed with colon cancer last year, given 5 years to live. I am okay now. I'm stage 1A. However, you know, once you have cancer, you never know. You keep fighting. You always stay in the game and stay healthy and try to stay afloat. I had a major surgery that saved my life, which cut out half my guts. I always say I'm half an ass because they took half my colon and half rectum to get the tumor out. Yeah, so I joke about it because that's all you can do, right? So Fab 40 is giving me a chance to run in this competition. I'm excited. So if you go to my link on my timeline on Facebook or Instagram, you can vote for me. It's Fab 40, though I'm almost 58. I am way over 40, and I'm just honored to be in this competition. And then I can tell my story in New Beauty magazine, which is really cool. I can talk about cancer and also donate some of the winnings back to cancer research. That's my goal.
Okay, yes. And then is that all of it that you got coming up or more?
No. We have appearances. I'm always out doing things. As you know, we just have the CAC. One event has been canceled, which was Russell Giving, and that was November 5th. They canceled that due to WWE appearances here in LA. So we're canceled at that Comic-Con. So you just look on my Facebook for appearances, but I will be doing a ton more. I do sell my comic book. I'm the first female pro wrestler to have this comic book with Squared Circle Magazine, with encyclopedia as well. My life story is in there with Rocky Johnson and Jack Hager, which is Jack Swagger. The three of us have our stories. So check out my comic book. I sell them online with my personal signature. I also sell my Kiss Edition Playboy, where I'm featured in, and also Centerfold. I casted that issue with Uncle Gene Simmons. You got to find me on there. I have T-shirts, Playboy, comic books, all that kind of stuff. And, of course, pictures, headshots galore. So just check me out on Patricia Summerlin Facebook, Patricia Summerlin Instagram, Patricia Summerlin LinkedIn, Patricia, or excuse me, Sunny Glow on Twitter. I also have Sunny, the California Girl fan pages on all social medias as well. So you can always find me. But I always am able to talk. I'm that girl that will talk to you under Patricia Summerlin as well. So just reach out to me. And thank you for being a Glow fan, you know, 35 years later for us from season 3 and 4, because I was a season 3 and 4 girl. But we've been on for 37 years. And stay tuned. We've got something really exciting in the works that's going to be on TV, I hope. So I can't talk about it too much, but we're back.
Okay, nice. And I, man, I'm having so much fun. I think this is my funnest interview so far. So far, my best interview, as in popular, was Lewis Rock. I think yours might take over that spot, but we'll see. But other than that, what I was going to say was I got some feedback just from what you've already said. And like you were talking about with growing up with wrestling and roller derby, my goodness, that was like a nationwide phenom. Because what I mean by that is I watched that growing up. My family did. All my friends. I mean, it was just like, I mean, we're so into sports. We played baseball from 9 in the morning till 9 at night every night all year long, basically. So we're watching every game, every roller derby, every wrestling. And you were like saying you could not really – it was so good, the wrestling and the roller derby. You could not figure out. You're like, which one's the best, roller derby, wrestling, baseball, football, basketball? It's like a tie. They're all rivaling for the best. It was a special time.
That's
in the
right.
70s
That's
growing
right.
Up.
But Michael, I will say yes, exactly. The best times of growing up, especially in this world today, and the wrestling – was the best, because you can't beat the old school way of wrestling. It's just never going to be the same. I'm not going to put down the current wrestling, absolutely not. I mean, it is amazing to go full circle to where we are today, but I think the selling of it, the characterization of it is lost. And I hope to get it back. A little by little, I will say this. The women's wrestling is fantastic now, given WOW Women of Wrestling, which is David McLean, who originally started GLOW, has started WOW now, and it's very successful. And I'm so very proud. And I'm proud of WOW because it is similar to the GLOW days. These girls kick butt in the ring, and they're larger-than-life characters. They're really, really good, and I recommend going to see the show of WOW.
Yes. Okay, and then back to some other things. You said you're almost 58. I'm currently almost 58. I will be 58 Monday. And then other things. Cauliflower Alley, my goodness. You and I came within 6 feet of each other at least a couple times, and we wasn't even able to
right?
meet each other, or even we made eye contact a few times, or even really say hi, and I'm still kicking myself in the butt for it. And we're you know, where I keep saying to myself, at least I should have waved. But then I'm like, you can't wave to someone you haven't met yet.
It was kind of crazy.
And hoping I still would have met you, you know what I mean? So I didn't have to wave, you know? Then it came down to, I'm telling you, here's how it went. Okay, we're like, by the minute, we just checked out. We pushed the elevator button to go to the garage, and all of a sudden, I seen Sean and you talking to Barbara, and I was like, "Oh shoot! At least I can give Sean a shirt." So I ripped the shirt out of my bag and ran over and gave Sean the shirt. But you're still talking to Barbara, and I was like, "My God, the elevator's open!" You know, my girl's over there, and I'm like, "There's no way I can interrupt you to meet you," and then especially when I ain't even got time to properly meet you, you know. So I got that close. Fun times, though, you know.
Are you there? Right, absolutely. And hopefully next year we will. We'll get a chance to meet, and it won't be so chaotic, because I think since it was a new place, a new hotel, it wasn't the Gold Coast, And we always met at TGIF at the Gold Coast. So we were kind of all over the place You know, it was an experimental.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and the nerd.
But it was still
a lot of fun,
right?
Yes, it was. And what's the nerd? The wrestling bar is like a mile away, you know?
Right. I wasn't able to attend that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got to go there a couple times. Man, it was great. My buddies are security guards there, the Human Tornado, and I also know Super Beast. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it was a blast.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I heard it was really good. Yeah, Brian had told me it was really good. I myself didn't leave the hotel. I actually didn't even get out on Fremont Street,
but I
heard that was a hoot.
Oh, okay. Yeah, see, that was the first time me and my girl got on Fremont, and my girl loves Vegas. So here's another thing. We're not waiting for CAC to come back. We're already, like, thinking about coming back for Christmas. Or Vegas is the type of thing that at a drop of a hat we could go.
Right. Lots of fun.
Yeah, we're up here in Puyallup, Washington, outside of Tacoma in Seattle. Were you at, are you in late? You're in Vegas?
No, I'm in sunny California. So I'm true to my character. Sunny the California girl. I was born and raised in California, and I love it. You know,
I'm sad about
the crime and everything else that's happening in our world and here especially. But, you know, it is still beautiful. And in California, you could go everywhere in one shot. That's the thing, you know?
Yeah. Okay, and then darn it, I only got like 10 minutes left on your half hour. And the boss, he said he might be able to call in at 12:30. And of course, we're going to see how it goes, right?
Right, yes. I'm just looking at my map, and so far we haven't gotten cut off yet. I'm sure you probably had a few glitches in there, but it's the way it is over here. I'm traveling on what you call the grapevine in California. So, and I'm currently heading to Paso Robles.
Okay. And then myself, I was born in General Hospital, the same one on the TV show. My dad said that the ambulance drove up the same driveway. I was born October 17th, 1964 at General Hospital, Orange County. I only got to live there for 2 years, and then we moved back to Tacoma, grew up in Tacoma, and then from there I worked in Alaska and lived in Puyallup for the last 15 years, and I love Puyallup.
Right. Well, that's cool. So you were born in Cali, so you're originally a Cali boy.
Yes, exactly. Where I should be loyal to those fan bases, but no, I'm a Northwesterner, true and blue, all the way. So, yeah,
right. Well, there's
really
nothing wrong with that. Absolutely. You know I have family everywhere, and they're not here. So, and I love their states just as much. So it's
okay.
Okay.
And hey, I want to say I'm proud and honored. I got to vote for you on your Fab 40 thing. I'm going to try to get in there as much as I can, and then share it too.
Thank you so much. I think it's every 24 hours you can put a vote. Unless you pay votes, then if you pay votes, it's as much as you want.
And that just
Facebook
goes as a donation. That goes as a donation.
Yes, it goes to breast cancer. Yes, and it does go for the good cause of breast cancer.
Okay, well, hey, since we're running on our time schedule here, I want to get back to my scheduled questions. Question number two would be, what were some of your most memorable matches you've seen or been involved in?
My matches that I've been involved in is several that I think are amazing. My matches with Beastie when she bit my ear off and I came back to the ring holding – she came back to the ring holding my ear after the match was over. And my ear was all bandaged up. It was really bloody. It was great. And the kids were going crazy. Because I wrestled Beastie the Road Warrior a lot. So that was a good one. I have another with Big Bad Mama that I really love, which was really difficult. reason being is Big Bad Mama was the voodoo queen. So she put voodoo dust in her little magic bag of tricks, and she had a Barbie doll of mine, her doll, back in Glow, and she was holding on to my Barbie doll and blew the dust in my face, and I was in a trance, and I had to do everything she did with the Barbie doll. So she would take my Barbie doll and flip my Barbie doll. So that means I had to flip in the middle of the ring from a full standing position. That's very difficult to do when you're 5'10". that was pretty fun. So everything she did with my Barbie doll, I had to do. And, you know, rest in peace, Big Bad Mama. We've lost a lot of great wrestlers, you know, from GLOW. Matilda the Hun, Andrea Angel. We just lost her not too long ago. We've actually back with Matilda the Hun and Angel. It was just heartbreaking. And Sally the Farmer's Daughter, we've lost so many. So many. It's sad.
Wow, yes, that's unfortunate. And speaking of GLOW, I'm a promoter in the Northwest for NGW Northwest and also the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room amongst my podcasts, where I have my own media. We're always looking for stars. And, yes, we definitely would love to have you on the Real School Army someday.
I would love to do that. Absolutely. I still wrestle at the ball girls. You know, don't do any high-flying maneuvers off the third turnbuckle, but I do everything else. I can take, you know, drop kicks. I can do some choke holds. I can do some arm drags and things like that. More stuff preferred. But, yeah, I love it. It's always in your blood, you know, just like riding a bike. And the wrestling, the wrestling urge is there, right? It's like I got to get in there.
Exactly.
I love it.
Yeah. And then, you know, there's new promoters in the Eastern Washington, along with myself and Debashi. Debashi has his own promotion, Sasquatch Pro, along with a couple of his own podcasts, Lyrical Spit and Murky Chronicles. And we're still hoping he gets to call in. I'm going to text him here in a second. Other than that, yeah, we would between myself and us three promoters, we definitely are interested in getting GLOW up here. So you could let your people know that there's people up here interested in getting you guys up here.
Definitely. We would love it. There's a good handful of us girls that will wrestle or, you know, get in and a little teasing here and there. Absolutely. I can't speak for the other ones, but just a few personal appearances, most definitely. And we're super excited. And thank you again for even having us up there. I know Debashi. I love Debashi. I call him D. He's my buddy. He's such a good guy. We love Debashi.
Yes. So let me text him right now. Okay, what would you like to plug and promote while I text him?
Just, you know, the competition, the Fab 40, please vote, vote, vote. Find the link and just go in. You get a free vote. It's pretty easy, and you can do it every day until December 15th. That's the ending of the competition, and there's millions and millions around the world. It's an international competition, so I'm blessed to be in third place out of 56 girls, or at least I was in third. I'm not sure, but I'm fine with that. However, it goes to the next and then to the next and to the next round. You know, it's just like America's Got Talent. So we've got to keep up, you know, because I believe I'm the only wrestling girl in this competition. So give me the love, all you wrestling fans. Go and vote.
Yes, okay. And then how many minutes do you think I got left on my 30 minutes, maybe five, or how's time going?
I'm fine. I'm still driving. We're good because I'm going to be on the road for 2 hours. So let's hope Debashi calls in.
Okay, yes, he did.
So where is he?
He said, I can't. I'm in middle of physical therapy. Okay, I'm going to say, okay, we'll be on for a minute.
All right. Yeah.
Be
and
on.
And then so we can, yes.
Okay, cool, yes. All right, then yes, and then back to my questions. What were some of the most memorable matches you've seen?
I would say, again, it goes back to Hulk Hogan, to the old school wrestling, and also Susie Spirit and Glow, actually. That was where it began because her elbow popped up on national television.
Yeah,
everybody knows that Susie Spirit, yes, and Glow was just, was incredible. And then my tag team member, which I never had a tag team after that, she was injured in training and her collarbone popped out in a monkey toss. And she was sent back to Tennessee. So I was never with a tag team. I was always solo. So Sonny would have a tag team like teamed up with Cher, Cheyenne Cher, the Indian. So it would be Sonny and Cher as a cute gimmick and stuff. But I was always solo. But the matches back in the 70s were so real. Were so
like you said,
especially
you were scared,
to this
you were terrified.
Little girl.
Yeah.
I was terrified. That was real wrestling. That was it. I mean, you know, I thought these guys were really getting injured. And that's what it's about in wrestling, you know. You've got to have a good storyline. You have to be a good actor to make it look real, which is most important. And, you know what you're doing. And those guys did, for sure. They put in the work and they put in the time. And they slowed it down, which made it look real.
Yeah, and it was special, too, where, you know, the people who beat, they beat the bad guys, and it was special to you because they were like heroes for you.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
Okay,
they were larger
then,
than life.
So Debashi has sent in a couple questions, but before that, since we're talking about heroes, one of my normal questions is, who were some of your heroes growing up, whether it was wrestling, music, sports, or ordinary life, or all of the above?
Right. My heroes would have to be my parents.
Exactly.
And a lot of
those
are my heroes. And then third of all, my mentor was Raquel Welch. So I have to go with Raquel Welch and Linda Carter, which I used to get Linda Carter when I was in sixth grade as Wonder Woman. I still get compared to her every day. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And I couldn't be any more honored because we love Linda Carter as Wonder Woman. So I would have to say Raquel Welch and Linda Carter are my heroes.
Nice. And that is right. You do look like her. My goodness.
Thank
Sweet.
You.
Okay, here we go. Debashi has two questions he sent in by text. He wants to know, what's your relationship like with Gene Simmons and Kiss?
It's good. I used to travel with the guys. I was on tour locally, and I worked with him, of course, with the Kiss Playboy, very close and personal, because you can't get any more up close and personal laying naked next to one of the guys in the band. So, yeah.
Goodness.
It's very good. Very good. I love the guys. I love Uncle Gene. They're really busy, so I don't get to see them as much. But, you know, oh, well. You got to check out my Playboy issue and buy it, and I'll sign it for you. The guys have their signature in it. And it's pretty cool issue. It's got great articles. No pun intended.
Okay.
There.
All right. And then he has another question. He says, ask her what she thinks about him. Or he says me. So what do you think about him?
About who?
Debashi.
Debashi. Oh, I love
Debashi.
That's,
another one of his questions.
Love Debashi. He's incredible, and I give him my love. I miss him, and hopefully he calls me soon. Tell him to give me a call so we can talk about his coffee. I'd love to try it. As long as it's dark beans, dark roasted, we're on it.
Okay. Yes, I'm sending him back your responses and hoping he decides to call in. He's got to be able to take a break. Come on now, Dave. This is important.
he's probably at his physical therapy, which is that's much more important.
I know
it is
his leg, my goodness.
So anyway,
it's a,
so who are some of your favorite people to work?
Well, I would say most of the heels that I work with were good. You know, there was a few that I didn't like. One of the girls, I got fired. I got her fired, I should say, which was Hibana. She thought she was really Hibana, and she spit in my face, pulled a chunk of my hair out, and blew the cigar smoke during the match in my face. All those things happened in one match, and we went back in the locker room and battled it out. And I told Matt, I go, you know, she broke the rules, you know, and all of us were upset at her. So he let her go. And that was the worst match. I couldn't stand her. I was like, that's it.
Okay,
you're done.
Yeah.
You are so done. But I would say most of the heels. I loved working with Nanuchka because Nanuchka trained us, and I always felt safe with Nanuchka.
Okay. Nice. Yes, it's nice that we let our we hope that our fans look these people up, you know, so we're excited to hear who they are.
Absolutely. Yeah, Nanuchka's awesome. She trained us along with Debbie Debutante. And then Mondo Guerrero trained the first season girls. And then there, some of the girls trained the girls because that's just the way it was. But, yeah, we were pretty grateful to have Nanuchka train us. She's a good wrestler, and it was always a pleasure working with her. I'm also working with Beastie. Like I said, Beastie's very good. I can't complain,
okay.
You know. I had a good run, and it was good. I was injured a few times, you know. Yeah, and that wasn't fun. It never is. So, but you got to get back in the ring because there's only one of you. There's only one character. So we had to go on tour and continue the matches every night on tour. So if you got hurt and you're on a two-day break, you're blessed if you got that two-day break after you got hurt, which happened for me, so that was okay. So I got back in the third day and continued on, and we go state to state in our tour. We went into Atlanta, Georgia, and went through all the South, and like that, we went through Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, all those states. That was pretty cool. We packed the Coliseum.
Awesome. And then, hey, so you've been in there with Ivory.
Tina was not in my year. She was the first season Glow Girl. So I never wrestled Ivory. She was also on my side. She was a baby face. Yeah.
Okay.
I was a baby face. Yeah. Tina Ferrari, which is Ivory, was the first season in Glow. And then she went on to WWE.
And then have you had any interactions with her?
Oh, yes. We did a cruise together. We hung out for 7 days on the cruise, which was a lot of fun. We have our Afterglow cruise. We have an Afterglow cruise coming up next year. I'm not sure if I'm on this one. So, you know, I recommend going, though. It's a lot of fun. You guys have a lot of fun on the Afterglow cruise. Should be good.
Okay.
Fourth cruise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. She lives up here in Washington, up here at Friday Harbor. I got to be on the Pat O'Day Celebrity Golf Tournament a couple times with her, and Pat O'Day was going to get us a match together, some type of fundraiser up there, and then, of course, he ended up dying. And then they had 29 golf tournaments, couldn't make it to 30. Goodness.
Wow.
And then Kevin Sullivan lives here in Washington, too, not far from there in Oak Harbor, and he's the mentor of the Real School Army, Kevin Sullivan.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, had the honor to work with him for over 10 years now, so it's nice.
That's awesome. That's great. Very cool.
So
do
you have any Ivory stories for us?
I honestly don't, because I've never worked with Ivory. Yeah.
Okay.
I just know her as a person.
All right,
and
okay, did you play sports in high school or growing up?
I did. I was a volleyball champion and in track running. So I ran track. That was my thing.
Okay.
And I love, you awesome. Know, all sports because I was a tomboy.
Okay. What's your self-defense background?
My self-defense is kickboxer, boxing, MMA. That's where my love is, actually, as of this day, is boxing. Yes. And I can protect okay. myself, trust me. Yep.
Awesome.
And
okay.
then that goes because nice. I've had incidences that happen in the past, and I have to, check myself. But, a lot of fun. I box
okay.
every day, or
awesome.
I try to.
Okay, and then what are some suggestions you have for people I guess it would be a two-part question. One would be suggestions for people wanting to get into wrestling, and then maybe one suggestion for life.
Okay, I would say for wrestling, absolutely, if you really want it bad enough, but you just don't want to go in it just to, try it as a hobby because it's dangerous, it's tough, it's not easy. I would say you have to have your passion there to really want to do the regimen and you have to give up a lot of things to put your head in the game of wrestling, to be in that four-cornered circle, if you will, in the ring, meaning to bounce off those ropes is not an easy task in itself. And people think, oh, wow, that I could do that. And then once you get, they realize, oh, my God, and they can break their back, they can hurt their back, they can get rope burns. There's so many things that can happen if you don't know what you're doing. But you have to have the passion.
Yes.
Be a wrestler to your, and if you do, then great. Put the time in and get the proper training. Go to the proper school and learn from the best that is the best in wrestling. Otherwise, you're going to have injury and you're going to be out there struggling. It's a tough world in the indie world. We were blessed in a different way because we were on television and we were our own promotion. So we didn't have to deal with what the indie wrestlers do now. And it's tough. I recommend you got to really want it to be in that world. So, I would discourage anybody, especially women, get in there. Show them, absolutely. All about women's empowerment, women of wrestling, definitely. We need more strong women in the ring. And then
okay,
as far as life,
okay.
life, you never give up. Whatever, throws at, whatever comes at you, you get those hard balls, those curve balls thrown at you, you got to just throw it right back. In other words, if you fall, you got to get back up and dust yourself off and keep yourself going. You got to keep going no matter what. Positivity is what the key word is positivity. And your faith and believe in God to keep you going. Because that's what got me through my trials and tribulations, and family, most important. Let's not forget family. Whether it's your wrestling family, your family, or all the above, which I was blessed to have all the above and still do. So you have a support team, which is awesome, That's my recommendation,
definitely.
But always stay positive.
Thank you so much.
And never give up in what you do.
Okay. Thank you so much for those suggestions. And then I'm also a co-host on the number one, we call it the number one blog talk radio show, Turnbuckle Turmoil. But we've got credentials. We've been in business over 10 years and have over 1,700 shows. So that puts us up there. I'm co-host with Sign Guy, and we're blessed to have you booked to come on there.
Yes. That sounds good. Let's do it. And this way, I promise I won't be driving.
Okay, cool. And then, obviously we do those on different days, Fridays at 3 p.m. and Sundays at 1, both Pacific Standard Time.
Okay.
And then
that sounds
also,
good, Michael. I look forward to it.
You also do media, too. Let us know about that.
I do. I'm on... mouthing off Sports Talk Radio on Sirius XM. I'm over 2.6 million strong. You can hear me everywhere. Different stations, I'm also in Washington, of course. So I'm on the Mouthing Off Sports Network with Eddie Mansfield, as my co-host. And we all know Eddie Mansfield, the Continental Lover.
Yes.
I'm on American Adversaries every Sunday. I've been with him 12 years, and I'm a broadcast journalist on that radio show. I cover all the late-breaking news and also political news.
Sweet. And then I got an Eddie Mansfield story. I got an Eddie Mansfield story for you. So I'm down there at Cauliflower Alley, and Shawn Michaels doing his speech because he got inducted. And he said that the match that got him into professional wrestling was Eddie Mansfield versus Scott Casey. So I don't, my goodness, yeah, that had to have been a good deal.
Absolutely, yes. I was there when Sean was inducted. That was a good thing. That was a good day.
I'm proud that I got some of that footage in my NGW green room, and I still have some that I have to upload along with a lot of other speeches from there. But anyways, back to the interview. So, what were some of your toughest opponents? What I mean by that is basically as in a work, because that's how it is in wrestling.
Again, that would probably be, I don't know, Daisy and Gremlina. That was a duo, so that was pretty tough. But a great match. Absolutely. That was a good match. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know about toughness, because no matter what, I was a baby and I lost. I was disqualified just because of the character, and I had to play the character as far as injury really well, which I did apparently. Because everyone's like, oh, my God, Sonny, you got beat up. I go, yeah, you think. And that's the skill about wrestling. You just, but no, everyone was great. I really didn't have any tough opponents, The bigger they were, the harder they fall. Like Big Bad Mom, I would lift her. She was like 450 pounds. I don't even know how I lifted her. I got her off her feet, as well as I did with Gremlina. Gremlina wasn't a wrestler. She was just a valet, and she would never get off her feet. And so I picked her up in our match with Daisy, and I took her head into the turnbuckle because she was wiggling on my back in a fireman's carry. Her legs were kicking. And I'm like, if you don't stop squirming, I'm taking your head in the turnbuckle. And I took her head three times into the turnbuckle. And I dropped her on the apron with an elbow drop. And I said, now you're going to stop. So she did. But I was the only, she'll tell you to this day, I'm the only wrestler that got her off her feet. But she was not light. Oh, my God. She was like five dead bodies at once. Yeah, she was heavy.
Jeez.
She's only 4'9".
Dang.
So, yeah, that was a tough one.
Okay, and then one of our standard questions for Turnbuckle Turmoil, I'm blessed to get to ask you before you come on the show, is I'm sure Sign Guy would like to know what your favorite coffee to drink is.
My favorite coffee to drink is, well, hopefully Debashi's.
Yes, I know. I haven't tried it yet either. Sign Guy has actually went there and tested all three on social media. Yes.
Right? Okay. Yeah, no, I drink an organic Member's Mark from Sam's Club. It's an organic dark brew, only because I have to have low acid because of my health. I can't have high-acid coffee, so I don't drink Starbucks.
Yeah.
It's off the table. Starbucks is terrible. I used to drink it every day until I realized it was killing me slowly.
Okay.
So, yeah, no more for me. Now I drink a organic dark roast, and I use my Keurig every day for that.
Okay, nice. And then what schools would you suggest for people, whether it was wrestling or just ordinary life?
Excuse me, I didn't hear that.
What schools would you suggest for people, whether it was wrestling or ordinary life?
Well, the schools for wrestling, it would just be, you know, your nearest, wherever you're at in what city, you've got to call and look who's, you know, who's training. But Gangrel's got a good school, you know, love Gangrel. He's got a great school. You know, and whoever's like in your area, I don't know who's teaching your area. Jake the Snake and Simbodi have one in Vegas. At least I still think they do. You've got to look up which schools and go with it. But go with a reputable one.
Yes.
You know, look at their background and who's the teachers, who's the instructors.
Yes, up here they got the Buddy Wayne Academy and a few others. Yeah.
There you go. And all kids, stay in school. Be good and leave your guns at home.
Huh. Yes, exactly. Okay, so anything else you would like to plug or promote today?
That's it. Just look me up on social media, and I have some T-shirts for sale, my Get Up and Glow shirts, and my comic books, my Playboy. Just check me out. I'll send it to you, signed, autographed, delivered.
And then I guess one of my other standard questions is, what other different characters did you play? Just Sunny, mainly?
Yeah, I was just Sunny, the California girl. We all did. There was only a few girls that switched, went from baby to heel in the show.
Okay.
But now I was always Sunny, the California girl. But now I wrestle as a heel because I'm definitely a heel. So I'm definitely not that blonde girl years ago. It's called life. It changes you, you know? And then I'm brunette. Obviously, I'm a real brunette. So.
Okay. All right. Yes, we're so honored and blessed and privileged to have you on, and we're so grateful. We thank you so much for all you've done and all you do, and for we wish you all the luck in the world, and we're just so grateful for you. We appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, too, and, you know, look for the Life After Glow because we're out there after Glow. Check it out, and stay tuned with all of us lovely Glow ladies. Thank you so much, Michael.
Hey, one more time, how do they get a hold of you?
Social media, Patricia Summerlin, and Sunny the California Girl on all medias, or Sunny Glow on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter much, so I'm sorry, but I just don't get that as well, so I don't really work it. But Instagram, LinkedIn, and Facebook.
Right on. God bless you, and thanks again.
Thank you so much, Michael. Take care.
We'll be seeing you, yes. All right, there you go. Sunny the California Girl. My goodness. What a show. Lewis Rock, I don't know, brother. You got a great story, but Sunny the California Girl, I think she's going to be rivaling your story, and that's not a bad thing, brother. She's got a great story just like you do. All right. But we're always searching for talent, always searching for the best interviews we can give you guys. And we're so grateful. And we're thankful that the Mariners, like I said, they'll be starting here any minute at T-Mobile Field, George Kirby with the ball. So we're hoping for the Mariners to get a win today. Also, it's a big night in here in the Northwest, the Scorpions at the Tacoma Dome. It's been like the sixth or seventh time I've seen them. My second time my girl has seen him. I'm also taking Wild Lyle and his wife for the first time for they can see him. And I think a lot of other people is going to be down there celebrating my 58th birthday coming up. All right, guys, we love you so much. We thank you so much for calling in. You guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most, coming at you from coast to coast. I don't want to brag, but I got to boast. So give a toast with the coach with the most. That's right, baby. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Also, you can check me out on YouTube at The Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And also, I've been blessed to do the Seattle Mariners Organizational Report and the Cincinnati Reds Organizational Report. You can also check out the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast every Saturday at noon Pacific. So we'll be seeing you next week. Good luck to the Mariners, and also want to thank our sponsors, A-Plus Payless Handyman Services, for all their needs. They're there for all your needs, no job too big or small. Thanks a lot. 10% cheaper than any written estimate or 15% cheaper for seniors or military. All right. Thanks a lot.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, or diagnose. You feeling tired, life expired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
The Mariners, baby. About to start.
Astros trying to punch their ticket for a record sixth straight time to the ALCS. Will the Mariners stand in their way here in game three? It's going to be something to see here on TBS, and it comes your way next.
Go Mariners!